with news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Molly Dove. State lawmakers are advancing 5 bills that they think will make Colorado schools safer. Scott Franz has more.
The legislature's School Safety Committee wants to spend an additional $1.5 million next year to help train more teachers to spot mental health issues in their classrooms. Another bill would let students take days off for mental health reasons. Mary Liz Calloway is a parent who watched lawmakers debate the bills. She says she appreciates the steps they're taking, but she wants them to go further.
I want to see more action on guns and children's access to guns. I think that there is more that can be done and should be done, both in the legislature and with insurance, to make sure that gun owners are acting more responsibly than they have been.
The 5 bills that lawmakers advanced are now heading to the full legislature, which reconvenes in January. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Tonight, the Rocky Mountain Institute is hosting an event about how climate change and economic factors are increasing migration from parts of Central America. Before giving tonight's talk, Sebastian Africano stopped by our studios to talk with reporter Alex Hager.
When images of migrants at the U.S. southern border show up in the news, Africano says it's the final step in a much longer chain of events. It starts in Central America, when crops fail or just aren't worth what they used to be and people leave agriculture for bigger cities. It can be hard to make a living or sometimes even find a safe place to live in those cities, so then people head north for a better life. Africano says steps can be taken to address some of those root causes.
Migration is a multifaceted issue. There's no silver bullet. There's no one thing that we can fix. But we focus on improving quality of life and standards of living.
You can hear more about the issue in Africano's talk tonight. It'll be held at the Rocky Mountain Innovation Center in Basalt at 5 p.m. Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Voters in Pickens, Garfield, and Eagle counties will have the chance to talk with some of their current or vying state legislators before the upcoming 2020 election and legislative session. Today at 12:45 in the community room at the Aspen Police Department, James Iacino will be in town for a free meet and greet. He is running for the 3rd Congressional District, which includes Pickens, Garfield, and parts of Eagle counties. On Saturday at Basalt Regional Library, Representatives Julie McCluskey of Pickens County and Dylan Roberts of Eagle County will hold a town hall with State Senator Kerry Donovan. The free meeting will be from 2 to 3 p.m. Then at 4:30 on Saturday, Senator Donovan and Representative McCluskey will head to Aspen until 6 p.m. for a town hall in the community room of the Aspen Police Department. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.